Good morning. 6:27 a.m. Monday, August the 17th, 2015. Okay, this is going to be a rough day because I am not awake. I've been up about 27. I've been up almost an hour, but I haven't had any coffee. I did get some orange juice. I'm just dragging today. Just dragging. Yesterday the book went over 80,000 words, which means that as soon as I find an ending, which should be maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to convince somebody to take a beta read of a 1.5 draft. I'm going to go through it once and check for continuity, because it's been a kind of attitude taken away from. I'm not sure I've got everything where it needs to be yet. But yeah, I'm hoping that like within the next week or so, we'll have some opportunities for those of you who want to do a beta read. I didn't really get engaged too much outside of some chitty chat on the Facebook group. People seem to be sharing a lot of Tara Lee's concerns about how I'm going to take the stories dark. I'm going to take the stories into dystopia. I'm going to take the stories here or there, and I understand the. I understand the concern. I understand that what makes the Ishmael Wong story so charming to many people is that in the face of a largely ambivalent universe, he manages to make his way and to make things better around him. Which is all well and good. But it's also important to remember that this is just one man's perspective of the universe. And it sort of belies a lot of the evidence of his own eyes. Yeah, it's mostly not benevolent, what am I thinking about? Indifferent. It's largely indifferent. It's certainly not benevolent. He's run into some benevolent people. And he's been relatively benevolent on his own behalf. But there are some realities that he's not aware of. Because he's not aware of them, readers aren't aware of them. And I wonder if that's why I sometimes get a little bit impatient with people who make the assumption that things are as Ishmael sees, because clearly they're not. And part of the story is understanding where what he sees is accurate, but his interpretation of it is not. And especially those instances where he's not interpreting it. He's simply reporting it. There are several of those throughout the book, throughout the series, where he's simply reporting it. It's a bit of side action, what I've started to call sleight of text, where I watch the action on the screen, forget about the mugging in the background. The corporate indifference started right away when kicking him off the planet of Neris. There is a reason that he had to go, and that's that Neris doesn't allow anyone, for that matter, neither does Pirano, the allied ag and Pirano partnership that runs St. Cloud. They don't allow anybody on planet who's not one of their employees. And that is, the shaman are only allowed by dint of some obscure CPGSAT regulations that aren't invoked very often, but which Piranha Fisheries got caught up in a century ago. And have been trying to do away with ever since, because that exemption for some of the shamans, caused them problems. Now, the difficulty, of course, is that you haven't seen any of the problems that it's caused. You've just seen Otto Krug growing up. And perhaps that means I'm a crappy storyteller, because I've only really given you part of the story. So, yeah, there's a lot of discussion about yesterday, particularly in the late afternoon and evening, about how this whole universe is put together. And one of the reasons that I wanted to move Ishmael along, not only in his development, but in his story, is that clearly people aren't quite up to snuff on the pervasiveness, the ubiquity, and the general indifference of CPJCT, the Confederated Planets Joint Committee. So, yeah, I'm afraid there are going to be some people who are going to be disappointed. This is not exactly quite the utopian ideal, the libertarian sort of model that I think some people may have gotten built up in their minds. I don't know. We'll see. Part of it is that I haven't written stories yet, so I'm not really sure how this all unfolds. I'm just sort of speculating on how it might unfold from what I envision, what I sort of started out with in terms of my vision for the golden age of the solar clipper. I'll see how the stories. We'll see how the stories break out. We'll see how the stories go. I was cold when I started. I mean, I was really cold. I wish I wore a jacket, but now I'm sweating. It's a lovely morning. The picture was dark. It was just, I probably took it about 5 or 6 minutes too soon this morning compared to 5 or 6 minutes too late, which is my normal pattern. But yeah, there's a lot of these high thin clouds, broken clouds up here. I'm making an eastern turn and I've got a good view of the sky. There's lines of puffy clouds. And they're all side-lit and backlit from the rising sun. Sun is coming up. It's just above the horizon now, I think. Monk post. So yesterday was a rough day in terms of getting word count, because I did spend middle portions of the day, way too many middle portions of the day. One of the activities was scripting a quarter share of the movie, and of course there's a lot of discussion about who should play whom. There isn't anybody who's really tall enough to be Bro, and all of the suggestions for Ishmael were way too pretty, or somehow didn't sit well. I think what we finally came up with was Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse in Breaking Bad. Played against who? Somebody. A face I recognized as Pip, and it should work out fine. And then, I don't know that I agree with a lot of the choices that people were making. And in fact, it was a couple of them that I was like, no, I'm sorry. This person can't be Bev. Bev is not Norwegian. She can't be pale blonde. That's not who she is. And the truth is that what's interesting is less the people that they're picking in terms of who they might be, you know, appropriate for taking the role, because I think, you know, pick a likely collection of people who have some chemistry on screen, turn them loose, and they could do the story. But except for Brill, who has a physical characteristic, Brill is really the only one with a physical characteristic that's significant to the story. Even Pip's red hair and freckles aren't really important to the story. Diane's a curvy blonde. She doesn't have to be blonde. She doesn't have to be particularly curvy. That's one of the points. She only has to be willing to play the role. Because she plays the role once or maybe twice. I know the one I'm thinking of is when she vamps the mushroom farm guy. But that doesn't require a particular look. That just requires a particular attitude, which is sort of the point I was making, but the main press seems to be toward matching the people, the descriptions of the people in the book, to actors or actresses who could be those most look like those people. And the reality is, it really doesn't matter. Good morning. Because it's not how they look, it's what they do. And I really was purposefully vague. It wasn't necessarily a premeditated thing. I sketched in enough so that people get a feel without having Ishmael cataloging everybody and everything he comes across. He has to interact or he's not going to talk about it. It's not, you know, he'll talk about the paint jobs because they all look alike. They all are the same. There's a certain level of uniformity that's hard to tell. They actually have gone someplace else. That talks about the universe. That talks about his perception. That talks about his interaction with the space he inhabits, and very much less about giving the reader a feel for the place. I think it does both, but the point of it is really much, much less setting and much more character. At least that's what I think. But that's why a lot of people have trouble. It's like, well, okay, we're going to have, you know, this blonde bombshell be Bev. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. We're going to have Bev be a blonde. I suggested Tessa Thompson, but apparently she's not tough enough. She's not muscular enough. So find somebody who can be Rebecca Salzman. That's going to be difficult because she's a heavy worlder. And the characteristic of Salzman that has to be maintained isn't the fact that she's squat with big bones and strong as three guys put together, but that she has a really dark, low, alto voice. Because every time Ishmael hears it, his toes curl. And that's what, it's that voice that gets him. It's a voice that gets him. So finding an actress who has a voice, yeah, that's going to be, that could be a bit of a challenge. So I spent way too much time farting around with that yesterday. That was fun. It was a nice little mental break, but as a result, it was way late last night before I got my 5,000 words. But 13 days in a row. But today, if I get 5,000 words today, it's two solid weeks or 5K days in a row. I am building my habit. I really feel bad about missing the walk on Saturday. Because it's two Saturdays in a row that I've missed the walk. I'm going to try to make sure I push through this Saturday and get my ass moving. Just stepped wrong on the last curb, and now my ankle is saying, hello? What was that again? Yes, it's going to be another hot one. Maybe not as hot yesterday. We had a little scare with a tornado here yesterday. There was a cloud showing significant rotation almost over our house. I mean, it was here in this neighborhood. And had it actually developed instead of petering out, we might have had some challenges. I'm also kicking myself today because I have to go to the grocery store later and replace the chicken. I got a pack of chicken when I was at the grocery store yesterday. I took the groceries out of the trunk and I took them into the house. Came back and checked and looked. I had it all closed, the trunk. Went into the house. About 4 or 5 hours later, I realized I'm in the kitchen looking for something in the fridge. And I realized there's a pack of chicken missing. Where's my chicken? Answer is still in the trunk. So, yeah, I have to go to the grocery store again today and replace that pack of chicken, because after 4 hours in the trunk at 90 degrees, I don't really... You know, it was still cool to the touch, but, you know, it's $5 worth of chicken. Much as I hate wasting $5, I would hate worse being stuck on a john with food poisoning for 24 hours. That's worth way more than $5. saw some observations on the writing. The writing is going, I think the writing is going well. I love the story, even though it isn't the story that I expected it was going to be. I'm really pleased with it. Hope everybody else is going to like it too. The couple of readers working on it, the one who's actually reported back says it's, you know, issues back. It's classic Ishmael. And having Pip as a sidekick makes it even more interesting now that Ish is bald, or all but, and Pip has white hair and a goatee. It's, yeah, he turned white early. What can people do that? What can you say? So anyway, it's turning out to be quite a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it a great deal. I hope people like it, and it feels good to be back in the groove, and I hope I can maintain it. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.